According to the Weather Service, we're almost 5 inches below our normal precipitation along the Front Range. The storm last weekend is the only moisture we've had in the past few months. Above seasonal temperatures have drawn the moisture out of the ground. These days have been pleasant. If we don't get any significant precipitation soon, plants will start to suffer, and we hope to get a lot of moisture in the mountains to replenish our reservoirs. Prioritize your watering. Start with new plantings first. Perennials, shrubs, and trees planted in the past few years are new. They're still adjusting to being transplanted. They have limited root systems. They're the first plants I'd choose to water, and heavy mulch wouldn't hurt either. Evergreen plants like pine, spruce, or euonymus are my next priority. One of these warm days, give them some water. I like to use a frog eye sprinkler. Set the water so it bubbles out. Let it run until the water puddles up on the surface around the plant. Let the water soak in. Repeat the trickle water to force the moisture deep into the soil. Don't forget the lawn. It isn't time to turn the sprinklers back on, but lawns need water. Newly sodded or seeded lawns have only surface roots. They need watered regularly throughout the first year. Established lawns will also benefit from winter watering. Use the same watering method of wetting an area, letting the water soak in, and then repeating. The best time to water is on a day when temperatures are above 40 degrees. Set sprinklers during the warmest part of the day. This time of year, the warm temperatures only last a few hours. Wait until the sun has warmed the soil in the morning, then turn the water off by late afternoon. Once the sun sets, it gets chilly in a hurry. And remember to drain your hoses. It's frustrating to get ready to water on that warm day only to find the hose filled with ice. It takes a long time for that ice to melt, even on a warm, sunny day. Disconnect the hose, work from one end of the other to siphon the water out of the hose. Watering in the late autumn gives plants the moisture they need to get through the coming winter. It'll give them a jump start next spring. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.